Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just after 8:03, outside the capital of this great Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of Jefferson, Patrick Henry, George Mason, and Washington. Virginia citizens and American patriots, but aren't we all? My name is Scott Lee, filling in for the great Rich. I think he's having too much fun in Sicily. I refuse to take any more phone calls from him. It's just rubbing it in is what he's doing. Hey, you can check me out at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com. We got a couple posts there for you, a couple great videos, all for your listening and watching pleasure. One actually deals with Thanksgiving, and you can find out more about it there. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I think every time I get into the holidays, I don't want to go anywhere. You're like that, right? I just want to stay home. But it never ends up that way. I got to go here. You got, you know, grandkids over here. You got this over here. And we're going to come over here. And then it ends up being a bigger ordeal because it's never easy. Especially, we live in Richmond. There's this road. I don't know if you heard of it. It's I-95. It's like, it goes right through the middle of the, and that is the worst. I want to avoid that at all costs. But it's impossible. You want to go north? Guess what you're getting on? 95. You want to go south? Guess what you're getting on? 95. I'd like to say I'd be on Route 1, just enjoy the scenery and make that happen, but you don't. You get on 95 and you realize that it's you and 800 million other people. But actually, the stats say there's going to be nearly 82 million Americans predicted to travel over the Thanksgiving weekend. Help us get a handle on this and what that actually looks like is Tanya Powers, Fox News correspondent. Hey, Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you like to travel on the holidays? Is that what you do too? You get in a car and get with all these people on the road? And
oh, heavens no. On Thanksgiving, I have a tradition. I always work on Thanksgiving because I get to cover the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's one of the coolest. I grew up watching it on TV, and it was such a big deal every Thanksgiving to watch the parade, and now I get to cover it every year. So for the last 10 or 12 years, that's what I do on Thanksgiving because it comes down Sixth Avenue right in front of the Fox News headquarters here in Midtown Manhattan. All I have to do is walk out the front door, and there's SpongeBob. So it's like one of the perks of where our building happens to be located.
Oh, wow. That's
just awesome. That's my big Thanksgiving tradition. I usually don't travel on Thanksgiving, but if you do, there are going to be a whole lot of folks doing the same thing. AAA says about 82 million of us are going to travel this Thanksgiving holiday period. And by the way, that runs from Tuesday of next week through Monday, December 1st.
Is that up or down?
That's up. About 1.6 million more than last Thanksgiving. They expect this to be a new record.
Can I ask a question? How do they find, yeah, how do they know that? I'm always like, how do they figure out that it's going to be not 81 million, but 82? I mean, how do they know that?
I think it's a magic eight ball. I mean, me, but you know, I honestly don't know what they look. I know they do look at things like they team up with NRICS, which is they provide transportation data and insights. They usually have a lot of their information that they work with them on, like they team up with them to give that. Those are the folks who are in charge of saying, okay, here's the best and worst times to drive around holidays.
Right.
They are the ones who say this year, if you're the best travel time for you to go is next Tuesday before noon or next Wednesday before 11 in the morning. Returning
well, it could be.
Sunday
it
the 30th.
It sounds like the best time to travel.
Yeah, before 11 a.m.
Yeah, it sounds like the best time to travel would be like on Thanksgiving Day, right? I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that.
No. I mean, that is the best minimal traffic impact expected is what they have on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, your best day to travel, but if you're trying to get there before Thanksgiving, if you're going Tuesday or Wednesday, leave before 11 or 12 because that's going to make things a little bit easier for you.
I would imagine Wednesday night, like after work on Wednesday, is going to be absolute insanity. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Because then people are trying to get there to the place or wherever it is, and then they wake up and it's Thanksgiving Day, right? I mean, that would be the way I look
at it. Yeah, the worst time to travel, the absolute worst time, is 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So you're not wrong. Everybody's got the same idea on Wednesday. Let's get an early start, and when you should have probably left on Monday if you really wanted to get an early start.
Right. That's not an early start. That's when everyone starts,
no.
Right?
Yes, that's when everybody starts. Exactly.
So what recommendations would you have for people who are traveling? Should they go by car or by plane, in your opinion, Tanya?
Well, I mean, there's about 6 million of us that's going to go by plane. That is also up about 2% from last year. That number actually may be a little less when it's all said and done because of people who may have changed their flights after the flight cuts of the last week and a half.
Right.
People who were planning to fly may have said, no, let's don't do that. So that could be a little bit different, but I don't think it's going to change a ton. The number one piece of advice I give people, especially if you're going by air, go extremely early to get into TSA lines, especially if you don't normally travel by air a lot.
Right.
Download the TSA app before you pack. Take a look at it. It'll tell you what you can and can't bring. It'll tell you what you need to check, what you can carry on, all of that. Do it before you get in the line, because once you're in the TSA line, you get up to the front. I guarantee you, you're going to have 500,000 unhappy people behind
you
if you're gumming things up for everybody.
That person's usually in front of me, by the way, every single time. I'm like, what the heck?
Single time. So, that's one thing you could probably do to make your life a little easier, not to mention everybody else's. Just leave extra early, allow plenty of time, and have fun. I mean, this is supposed to be... It's supposed to be fun,
right?
I mean, we're supposed to enjoy this.
what great advice. I mean, look, you're going to go see family. You're going to be with family. And try to just recognize that everyone's in the same position. They're all going to try to see their family, too. And they all want the same thing. I just don't know what's worse, being stuck in an airport in complete chaos with canceled flights or being stuck in I-95 and you can't move in a car. I don't know which one would be, because someone's going to have to pick one of those, because on this week coming up, someone's going to be stuck in traffic or someone's going to be stuck at an airport, and that's part of travel.
I'm going to pick it would be worse to be in the car.
Really?
On the interstate. But because in an airport, I've got access to coffee and my knitting is always handy, because you can take knitting needles on a plane, just to let you know. All I have to do is just sit there. I can read my book. I can chill out. I can get fresh coffee refills in an airport. I can't do that in a car. So, I'm going to pick the airport.
That's fair. You know what I think of on Thanksgiving and things like this? Is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, one of the best movies of all time for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes.
I ran into someone the other day who had never seen that movie. Had never seen it. I'm like, are you insane? That's like one of the staples of any holiday season, and it kicks off this week. And put that movie in before you travel with 82 million other friends.
Classic for a reason. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
Tanya, thank you for the update. Any other last bits of advice you'd have for the weary traveler, other than leave like right now and come back in December 12th or something?
That's the best idea. Yes, take your snacks. And leave plenty of time and have fun. Remember why you're going in the first place.
Well, I'll tell you what I will be doing is watching you on Fox News covering the Macy's Day Parade. That's going to be spectacular. Enjoy that greatly. And I guess that's where everybody's traveling to. So you're safe since you're already there. That's good. Tanya, thanks. Good talking with you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Tanya Power. She's a Fox News correspondent and will be having a very good turkey on this Thanksgiving. Good advice from her. All right, coming up, we're going to get into more details about some of the things that are happening here in Richmond and what's going on in the General Assembly. And, of course, your text 833-804-8255. 1140. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you. That's just so awesome. Listen, I've been playing Christmas music for a week, you know, and this is definitely Christmas music. You know, just think about the whole thing. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera. This is Richmond's Morning News, and we're going to let this song play the rest. It's perfect. You know, I started playing it more earlier this year than ever. It's been an interesting year, and I play it constantly.
I put my tree up back in like mid-September. I didn't care. I was like, you know what? You know, hold on, wait a minute. If Home Depot can put theirs up in September, I could put mine up too.
Why don't you just admit to everyone that you never took it down, Jer?
That's true.
You never took it down. And there's some, let me tell you something. There's some people who don't, right? Just saying, why not? Why not leave it up there?
Well, I mean, you just have different ornaments to the seasons. You can have your Easter, your Valentine's, your Halloween, like just put different ornaments up throughout the year.
So we got, believe it or not, on the text line, 833-804-1140, somebody said they never heard of the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Now, I was beginning to think about it. Now, it's an old movie. It's probably, is it 30 years old?
Oh, it's older.
No way.
It's older than 30.
Is
it? Yeah, it was in the 80s, man.
So, but that movie is so past any kind of timeline. It could be played, and I think it is. It obviously played in our household every Thanksgiving because it's the ultimate in that kind of movie. So I guess there's somebody out there who may not have heard of it.
They have to be like Gen Z or younger, right? Anybody of a certain age would know it.
But even that, you would have to say, there's no one in your life that introduced you to this movie? I mean, my kids are been introduced to this movie, right?
Seems like that's a societal failure. If you something happened, like we all dropped the ball.
Forget men's and women's restrooms and women going to the men's room and all the rest. Forget that. That's not a society. This is a societal crisis. If you haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it'd change your life, man. It'd change your life.
Humanity has dropped the ball.
Humanity has dropped it entirely. That must be changed immediately, if not sooner. But you know, there's one scene in that movie that I can't let. It's the F-bomb when he gets left in the parking lot of the rental car and he goes, I need a car. You know, that scene, although hilarious, when my kids were seven, I couldn't let them watch that scene. Anyway, all right, coming up, I want to get into Jay Jones. And are people leaving the police force because of this? What's going on with that? Are they upset about the Attorney General? All that is next. It is Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. How sweet. Just after 8:35 here, outside the Capitol of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of Jefferson, Madison, and Henry. Merry Christmas. No, we're not ashamed. We'll play Christmas music right now. In fact, Jeremy's never took his tree down. He left it up all year because he loves it so much. It just makes you joyful and triumphant, I must admit.
Well, they are playing the music now here in the building.
Oh, yes, they are.
So, I mean, if they can do it, then we can. You know, we can.
They did it first.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's okay.
We have every opportunity to point to someone else and say they started it.
Well, that's what politics is all about.
It's what it's all about. Hey, I'm Scott Lee. I'm filling in for Rich Herrera, who's in Sicily, of all places. But I am glad to be here behind the microphone. Thank you so much. We started the show off reminiscing a little bit about what happened in 2012. We played a clip from the Lee Brothers here at WRVA. Had a lot of fun with that, and it was a great time. Enjoyed it tremendously. Thank you for the comments and tuning in and checking me out at theleebrothers.com. Jay Jones is still a question mark for many. How did Jay Jones get away with some of the most outrageous, brutal text messages about killing a political opponent's, even children, or shooting them in the head, and the most outrageous things on the back of the Charlie Kirk thing? It just seemed like there is no way Virginia would vote for someone like that.
And the polling was going, it looked like, you know, of course you can't trust that anyway, but everybody was like, oh, looks like they've all kind of went over to Meares and
So I was wondering what happened. Then I found out, according to Virginia Mercury, which is a website, I found this article. It says, voters decided Jones' text paled in comparison to the threats against the economy and democracy. So people voted for Jones because the Republicans are evil. That's how it is. They're evil. Now, Jay Jones said evil things, but that's different. The Republicans are really evil. They're a threat to democracy and the economy. That's why he won. One of the voters, by the name of Clay, 51, voted for Jones because sometimes people do make bad decisions. Okay.
Like vote? Sorry.
So, if this was the other way around, and there was a Republican that did this, first of all, no press, nobody's comments would have mattered. The Republican Party would have thrown him in the trash immediately. Done. There would not have been any kind of conversation about, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it for political expediency. He'd have been done. Gone. Now, the press would have absolutely helped 100%. The guy wouldn't be living. I mean, he would have had to leave Virginia if it was a Republican. He couldn't even show his face anymore if this was a Republican.
It would book in the newscast whenever he...
Every newscast forever, right?
Beginning and end.
So if Jay Jones... The good thing about Jay Jones is he was a Democrat because he was able to survive. If he was a Republican, he would not have survived. And now we're finding out that Virginia law enforcement officials are expressing some deep concerns for Jay Jones. Some people are going to leave the profession of the police, according to Sean Kennedy, president of Virginia's for Safe Communities. Some of them are going to be leaving the state, he added. Some of them are going to be retiring early. Well, what would you expect? Jones described the state policing system as having a well-known history of racism. So he's going to impose implicit bias training. So if you're in that organization, you didn't get a supporter in the Attorney General. You got the opposite of that. Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman said Jones faces a steep climb in trying to establish trust with the police. He said ending qualified immunity would be devastating to the law enforcement profession. Well, it would be. While limiting cash bail would really be problematic for the safety of our citizens, Chapman added. But, you know, remarks such as two bullets to the head comments also aren't encouraging if you disagree with Jay Jones. So maybe he got away with text messages now. Maybe he feels like, I can say pretty much whatever I want. I could say, here's what I think of the Loudoun County Sheriff. You know, text a couple things to people. Don't you wish the Loudoun County Sheriff's children were? I mean, what would he say?
Wait, do you remember when Trump mentioned that he could shoot somebody on like Fifth Avenue and how like the media ran with that? And it was like,
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they wouldn't stop. In fact, they still use it, but this is, you know.
But this whole thing actually made me think about something else happened this week. There's a woman running for public office in Helena, Montana. She is a Democrat. She's running for the seat on the city commission, and she left a voicemail for the freshman U.S. senator in Montana. This is the clip of what she left. This is the voicemail.
Hi, this is Haley McKnight. I'm a constituent in Helena, Montana, and I just wanted to let you know that you are the most insufferable kind of coward and thief. You just stripped away health care for 17 million Americans, and I hope you're really proud of that. I hope that one day you get pancreatic cancer and it spreads throughout your body so fast that they can't even treat you for it. I hope that you die in the street like a dog. One day, you're going to live to regret this. I hope that your children never forgive you. I hope that you are infertile. I hope you never manage to get a boner ever again. You are the worst piece of shit I've ever had the misfortune of looking at. And you don't serve Montanans. You serve your own private interests. All that you have done since you've gotten into power is do shit for yourself. God forbid that you ever meet me on the streets because I will make you regret it. You. I hope you die.
Wow. Hope you die? Get pancreatic cancer? hope your kids hate you. This woman will be elected. That's her campaign slogan. Why not? It worked in Virginia. She ought to come out full bore and say, you know what? You're right. It was bad things to say, but it's a Republican. They really should die. They really should get pancreatic cancer. Look what they did. They took health care away. This woman will probably win.
Great.
Exactly. She will probably win in Montana. Why should she be disqualified? Tell me that. Explain why she should be disqualified for running for office for that comment. Why? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Jay Jones said things he said. We voted for him. He's the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And he said things exactly like this woman. What goes on in the mind of the left to have such hate about a political decision that you want your opponents to die?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Thank you, Trump. It's unbelievable. The people that have the sign in the front yard that says hate doesn't live here or we're the most tolerant turn out to be the most hate-filled, angry, divisive, slash, this is evil to me. This is like, who are you?
The people with the coexist bumper stickers don't want to coexist.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. This woman feels morally superior that she thinks it's okay to call this senator from Montana and wish death upon her. It's pretty bad. But I was thinking about this. What stirred it? What stirred this woman who's running for city commission and she's a Democrat running for a city commission in Montana? What made her so mad? What made her mad is her perception of what the federal government does for health care. So apparently the U.S. Senator from Montana voted for the big, beautiful bill that changed how health care is divvied out. So in this whacked woman's mind, the health care hurt people. That's the problem with big government involvement and all this kind of stuff, too. This woman will probably be elected, just like Jay Jones was. It's just unbelievable and shocking. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard, by the way. All right, Scott Lee, in for Rich Herrera on News Radio, WRVA. Oh, so no Christmas music now? You moved on from that already? Okay, I got it. Hey, it's Scott Lee, in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this program. And Rich is in Sicily, and he called already this morning and rubbed it in our face, which was very, very nice of him. I mean, you all had an opportunity. We had an opportunity as listeners to go, although I got rejected, but the rest of you did, and didn't choose to go. So when Rich calls in tomorrow and continues to do that, you know that in the future when we have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Of these listener trips, you should be a part of it. Because you're a listener to News Radio WRVA. Hey, we opened up the show with the RVA Santa that had passed away. I kind of wanted to bring that back up just here as we're kind of wrapping up the show about how sad that is, that the legacy of this RVA Santa on his Facebook page let us know that he passed just the other day. He was the mainstay at the Green Top Ashland Santa. And as we were mentioning, he was like the original. I mean, you'd look at him and go, that is Santa. And of course, one thing we learned from Home Alone is he's the conduit to the real Santa. Remember Kevin said he knows how this works. You know, you got the...
He's a helper.
He's a helper. I mean, granted, he looks exactly like Santa, but he was the helper and the conduit. So for the kids who are listening, RVA Santa has passed. That is true. But real Santa, he does still exist. And the RVA Santa that passed on his Facebook page tells us that his grandson will be taking the duties for the next generation.
So he's the new helper.
He's the new Santa helper, the new conduit into the Santa Claus here from the Commonwealth of Virginia. So
you know, I never understood the whole, like, Santa Claus isn't real. I mean, he gets tracked by NORAD. Like, they do it every year.
They do.
Yeah, I mean, trust the science.
Well, I mean, it's...
Santa science.
Yeah, Santa science. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's... By the way, to that family who lost their RVA Santa, what a great commitment for years this guy has made to the kids of Richmond, Virginia.
A lot of happy children.
A lot of happy children. Hey, we also talked a lot about the bills that are being pre-filed in the General Assembly. More are coming. I would recommend for you to call your House of Delegates member and your state senator and ask them to introduce bills on your behalf. That's, by the way, most of these bills that are introduced in the General Assembly come from their constituents who have ideas or things like, hey, I want this, or here's what I need help with, and then they go brainstorm and find out how to implement that. But I also recommend that you call them and tell them to repeal laws instead of make them. If every House of Delegates member would simply repeal 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 20, it would certainly be a great step towards freedom in the Commonwealth. Instead of making laws, let's repeal them. Can we all agree on that? I mean, that would be like one of the best things. Hey, our national anthem is sponsored by Freedom Services and Training. More than just a gun shop, they're a complete destination for firearms, the premier guns and gear. So whether you're new to firearms or seasoned pro, their certified gun classes offer safety, skill, and confidence. And I will tell you, go to the gun classes. They're amazing. Freedom Services and Training, the national anthem. I'm Scott Lee. Check me out at theleebrothers.com. Filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.